Hi everyone, welcome back to a new episode of On The Verge. The podcast is now available on all platforms. Hope you enjoy.
This is On The Verge.
Welcome back to a new episode of On The Verge. Today's episode is a quick solo again. I decided to name it, Why Is Everyone Lonely? Because the more conversations I have with people around me, especially those in their 20s, there seems to be a generalized feeling of loneliness. And by this, I don't mean people who are alone, I mean lonely. And there's a huge difference. I think most people would recognize the difference. I felt very lonely myself last year when I actually am quite good at being alone. And I was reflecting on this and I'm like, what's going on like in society and just in specifically the 20s that leads to so many people, even those with a ton of friends and family, maybe even partners, to feel alone. So there's a couple of things that I want to navigate on this topic. Without giving much like knowledge, more of an experience based, and I will name some things that helped me that could potentially help you, but I will repeat this in every episode. I am not an expert. I am not telling you how to live your life. I think there's enough content on people telling you what to do. I don't want to be one of them. I just think hearing people's experiences can sometimes be useful for everyone. Before I get into some of the things, on the topic of loneliness, I wanted to give out a movie recommendation, that this is my content recommendation for the week. All of Us Strangers. It's out in cinemas. The director is Andrew something. I don't remember his last name right now. The actors are Paul Mescal and Andrew Scott. There's also Claire Foy and Jamie Bell, I think. This movie is just right on topic with loneliness. It's about this young man exploring feeling lonely and grief and developing a relationship, struggling with being alone and letting people in. I think it's a beautiful film. It's so well done. It will make you cry. Warning, if you are sad, this movie is not the most uplifting, but it will make you reflect, and it's just so beautiful to watch. It's a piece of art. You won't waste your time by going to the movie theater and watching it. And if you can't go to the movie theater, watch it at home, but please do watch it. Honestly, maybe best movie I've seen this year. I know that I'm dramatic, I'm so exaggerated, but I think it has been my favorite movie until now. It just left me thinking so much, and I think that's what art is for in the end. The point is that it makes you reflect, and this will definitely bring you there. So if you're feeling a bit lonely, you're in maybe in your mid-20s, early 20s, late 20s, I don't really care. Maybe you're not even in your 20s, even though this podcast is for people in their 20s. If you're feeling lonely at any age, you're not the only one. I know so many people are feeling this way, and it's what I mentioned before, that you can have your friends and your family, but some days you're just like, I feel so alone. I've been on this boat. I know that for the last year and a half, there were points where I felt so lonely, and it was the most lonely I ever felt. I couldn't really point out why. And so I now feel better, honestly, and I'm at a point where I spend a lot of time alone, but I truly do enjoy it. I love being alone. I was always that sort of person as well. I'm not the kind of, I don't know, surrounded by people all the time and energized by it. I do love hanging out. I'm a very social person. I'm even outgoing, but sometimes I just need to chill by myself. I can't have people around all the time. I always spend time with myself and enjoyed it. And I still do. I was having a conversation with a friend yesterday that she was like, I cannot be alone. I hate being alone. And I was like, no, I love it. But last year I had this period where I felt lonely, whereas before I was always or I spent time alone and I never felt lonely. And I'm like, what's going on? So I kind of thought about this these last few days because I knew I wanted to talk about it on the podcast. And I came up with a few things that I think made me feel lonely or that contributed to my loneliness feeling. First of all was the post-college life. I made a whole episode on the post-college college crash. If you just graduated college and you're feeling a bit weird, that's the episode for you. I think this one maybe too. But basically, the point here is that college is just surreal. It's not real life. You spend so much time surrounded by people. There's so much to do. If you want to spend time alone, you actually have to manage in finding time to do it and a place to do it, because you'll probably know so many people in so many places. And even you go out for a walk alone, you might run into a friend, versus you graduate college or maybe even high school, because in high school it's kind of the same thing. You're going for so many hours a day, you're seeing your friends all the time. You don't have to plan seeing your friends. It's like you could not even have a cell phone and you would see people. Suddenly you're out of college, you're working or doing whatever you're doing. I don't know what you're doing. And it's like, shit, if I don't reach out to people, I don't run into anyone, I don't see anyone. I could actually stay at home for 2 weeks and if I don't leave, I won't see anyone. In college, that wasn't the case and you didn't have to make an effort to see people. So there's this huge contrast, and it doesn't matter how hard you try after college to see your friends, you won't see them as much. And maybe the sort of time that you have with your friends is not as, I wouldn't say comfortable because it is as comfortable as before, but maybe it's not as intimate in some ways, because when you're in college, you're just living the day to day so intensely that there's not like a catching up part. Versus now, you won't see each other for a long period, maybe, or a whole week, that with your best friends might seem like a long period compared to college. And it's like, how was your week? What did you do? And they need to kind of explain their week to you. With some friends, maybe you catch up once a month or however often it is. There's a disconnect from their lives now. That's only natural because you graduated college and you're all seeking your own path. So that disconnect can make you feel lonely. I think that was step number one in the factors that I recognized for myself. The second part, kind of also related to the post-college part, but from a different perspective, is, okay, now you have less time and you have to catch up on whatever's going on in their lives and stuff. But it's also your lives in high school or in college really match those of your friends. Whereas once you graduate and you're doing your own stuff, your paths might be going in very different directions. So you might be losing friends, and that's entirely normal. But we don't talk about it enough. It's like nothing happened. You didn't fight with anyone, or maybe you did, I don't know. But even if you didn't fight, there's people that just your paths don't cross anymore. So you don't see them anymore. And suddenly you're like, wait, I could call up 20 people before and now I have 3. What happened? And it's like life happened and the paths are so different that it's just you're not going in the same direction anymore. So it's only normal that, yeah, you lost some people. That realization struck me a bit. And I was like, oh, shit. There's all these people that I used to see all the time and that I considered very important in my life and that I still love them, that are just not around anymore because life happened. And I'm getting to a point where I'm fine with it. But last year when I was doing a bit shit, I knew the amount of people that I could call if I wanted to was reduced as compared to me in the past. Another factor that might be very New York specific, I'm not sure, maybe it's like this everywhere, I think people are overworked, they are tired, and they're a bit depressed. And these three factors don't help loneliness at all, because you're less likely to go out and see people when you're feeling overworked, tired, and depressed. Maybe I'm just projecting how I was feeling last year. But I do notice a lot of people around me are living lives that are so intense that maybe when you're hanging out, the quality time is just not there because the energy is not there. This is a period of adjustment as well, and knowing the times where you want to see people, how you want to see them. When I know, at least for me, when I go somewhere and I'm feeling really shitty, I just won't enjoy it that much. So I really try to bring the best energy. And when I do have that time with my friends, bring the best out of me and make sure that time works for them too, and that we're all like hyped about seeing each other. But maybe sometimes you're just tired and you want to watch a movie, kind of matching the vibes and the energy. But so I think that was a factor for my loneliness, at least, that my predisposition, my state, my emotional and energetic state just wasn't that good. And I felt so tired. So even when I had the connections, I still felt lonely. And I think that makes you feel even more lonely. Because when you're going to socialize, but you feel drained and then you feel alone while with people, that's when you feel the loneliest, in my opinion. Then comes social media. And I think this is obviously a key topic. And look, no, it doesn't require a genius to see how social media affects us. And I do agree that in some ways, social media connects us. There's a whole debate to have on this. Social media is now part of our social lives. And people go like, oh, social media is fake. Like, close it. Don't pay attention to it. In my perspective, there's a reality in social media. It's a world that's there. It's not our physical real world, but it's a world where there is interactions and there's friends made and you share ideas. And for me, that I live far away from home, like, sometimes I'll go on social media and I see what people in Argentina are doing and I'm like, I love this. Or maybe I traveled and I met people that live everywhere in the world and I can kind of see where they're at or what they're doing. And that is a form of social connection. But the big thing here is it cannot replace in-person interactions. Like, there's no way on earth. And you can engage on social media all day and see what people are up to and reply to each other and chat. It's just not the same. And with a friend that lives far away, because that's the case for me, a lot of my friends live far away, picking up the phone, even like being in a phone call with someone, it's not the same as replying to a story. There's no deep emotional value in seeing what they're up to, even though it is a form of social connection. And I don't want to say that there's no place for social media. There for sure is. But when you're feeling very lonely, I don't think social media interaction will contribute to feeling supported. The second part that comes from the social media bucket is the comparison. And when you're feeling lonely, we're very likely to go on social media and think, I'm the only person in the whole planet feeling this way, and everyone's so happy and they have so many friends and they're going out and they're doing all the things and they're living a better life than me, basically. It's not true. It might seem like they're having the time of their lives and whatever, but you all know, for your own lives at least, that you don't post in social media your whole story and your whole emotions and your whole self. So whatever you consume from another person is definitely not the truth. But so I guess in that aspect, you could say social media is fake, right? That's at least what I interpret from it. What people mean when they're like, social media is fake, is that it's not the depiction of an entire reality. And reminding yourself of that is important. But when feeling lonely, I found it so hard to remember that. And I was just like, I am the loneliest person in the world and no one's lonely and they all have their friends and their family and they're so happy. But it wasn't the case. So I trained myself to not let that affect my brain as much, But it is a huge factor that we need to kind of take into consideration. And finally, the pandemic. That's obviously a factor into why people feel lonely. It was a huge event that we all lived through, and it was insane, and we were alone in our houses for so long, or maybe with your family and whatever, but there was this disconnect amongst people because you were isolated from social interactions. And I think people came back. In a lot of ways, we enjoy social interactions more, but I don't know if it's just me or we're all a bit more weird and we're all a bit more scared than we were before. Scared of what? I don't really know. Maybe it's rejection. Maybe it's looking dumb. People are really scared of what they look like and sound like and whatever. Me included sometimes. I work on trying to not be. But I don't know. I don't know. What are your thoughts on this? This is just me rambling about the ideas I had. And I think these are all the factors that contributed for my loneliness. One thing that I noticed on social media that I think is great, Gen Z is bringing a whole new reality into social media. That this is what I talked about. But I think a lot of Gen Z is feeling lonely as well. But there's a whole bringing the most authentic self into social media and sharing the loneliness even, which is kind of contradictory because you're sharing loneliness on social media, even like this. I don't know if a podcast classifies, but sharing it is the first step. So if you feel lonely, and thank you, Gen Z, for giving that space for people to maybe overshare. I guess it's a bit of an overshare. But if you feel lonely, just please know you're not the only one. So many people are feeling like you. The question is, what do you do? And I wouldn't know. I know I feel less lonely now. I wrote down some of the things that I did that helped me. I don't think these are objective cures to loneliness. But you might listen to this and some might be useful for you. If they are, try them. Like, you won't know. But also, get to know yourself and just what makes you feel lonely, what makes you feel better. That way you can get your own coping mechanism for anything in life. Again, I really believe in sharing experiences. But so my first one was dropping social media. Not completely. I didn't close it or anything. I would still occasionally open it. I would just delete the app from my phone occasionally when I was feeling like shit, basically. I'm very lonely. And I would usually at the same time get out in the real world. Meaning either just like going for a walk and trying not to listen to music, because I think that makes you more present in the moment. Or dropping social media and doing anything that made me feel good, even while alone. So it was like, okay, I'll close social media and I'll put on a show that makes me feel good. For example, Gilmore Girls. That's my piece of, like, I don't know, I need an uplifting thing. I put that on. And no phone. Buy social media, delete Instagram, delete TikTok, whatever it is. Because that would give me moments where I was alone but enjoying it more. Without the noise from social media, I noticed my loneliness got a bit better. Maybe try that out. My second one is kind of related to this. I wrote, like, alone and lonely are not the same. So make alone time great. Even when it's not just like deleting social media and staying at home, take yourself out on a date. To dinner or to the cinema, or I, for example, go to the cinema alone a lot, maybe once every 2 weeks. Maybe museums are your thing. Maybe you like to try pastries. Do something for yourself as if it was a friend doing it for you. So if you're sad and you call a friend, they'd be like, let's hang, let's go to this, or let's do that. Let's talk. Maybe that your self-care is just like writing it in a journal. Whatever that is, make your lonely time alone time, which are not the same thing. Make it good for you and enjoy it with yourself. The third one is connect with your friends and tell them how you feel. Reach out. This took every single piece of effort in me. I don't like asking for help, but honestly, it's the most important thing in the world. You need to tell people when you're not doing well, because there's no way for them to know, especially with what I mentioned in the beginning, that we're in a time of our lives that each one is doing their own shit. They are not all looking at you, and your friends love you and they care about you, but people can't know how you're doing and what you need from them unless you tell them. So reach out. It's like, I know we all have those friends that you're like, oh, I've reached out, I want to hang out, why don't they? Maybe they have shit going on. I'm not saying stay in one-sided friendships, but do be the one to reach out. There's nothing wrong with that. And when you need help, just say it. And I promise your good friends will be there and they will help you out of it. They want you to tell them, because if you think about it the other way around, right? It's like when you're treating yourself, always switch it, right? If your friend was feeling like shit, you would want them to tell you. So behave the same way towards them. Fourth is kind of contradictory to just the last one, but you have friends who make you feel great. And sometimes I think you have people that don't make you feel that good. Drop those people. Drop the people that don't help your loneliness. And for me, this took a while to notice. So this whole point comes with identifying how you feel around whom and in what sort of scenario. So maybe you go to, I don't know, X bar, and you don't like the vibe, you don't like the people, and you hang out with a crowd that you go and then you come back home and you feel shittier. Drop that. First, write it down. Be like, I didn't feel good because A, B, C. And then maybe some other time you went out to a cool restaurant with some friends and you had a good conversation. Maybe then you went for drinks, you got a bit drunk, whatever. Or maybe you didn't even do that. You just chilled and hanged out and you came home and you felt so good. And for a while you didn't feel lonely. Write that down. And you know those people are the ones that are making you feel good. Basically, just recognize what moments in your life are the ones where you feel lonely versus which ones are the ones that you're feeling great and that social interactions are feeding your soul. Once you recognize what makes you feel good versus what makes you feel bad, take more of the good and drop the bad. And I think with dropping the bad, so many times comes dropping some people. And I know that's really hard, but at least I found it necessary. And I'm not trying to say this in any sort of aggressive manner. It's just doesn't mean that people are good or bad. Maybe some people are good and bad for you, but it's just identifying what sort of energy you need in this moment and from what kind of people. And I know this topic might sound a bit depressing, but I actually think it's such a key part of the 20s, kind of identifying loneliness, learning from it, grabbing it as an opportunity for growth, and turning loneliness into a loan, or also into I need to learn how to get my friends to help me and to communicate what I need. Either way, however you solve it, you will feel better and you will grow from it. So I'm not trying to make this a super sad thing. I also think sharing that so many people feel lonely, and I'm like, I have so many friends and I have an amazing family. Like, there's no reason why I should have been feeling lonely, but I did. And I think as starters, just like knowing that people around you also have felt lonely, when you know that they're good people and they have good people around them, might already make you feel better. So I think the intention of this is just for you to know that you're not alone and that so many people have gone through that. And I promise you will get through it and you will come out the other end and you will enjoy your alone time more. You will just enjoy the people around you more and know what triggers your loneliness versus what doesn't, and how to make yourself feel better. I hope this is a bit useful and that you can share however you're feeling. If you want to share it with me, if you want to share it with your friends, with your family, with whoever it is, if there's one piece of advice that I do want to give you, is share it. Get it out. You are in a world where a lot of people feel the same way. And I think we should talk about it with each other to get that first step into feeling better. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you have a great rest of your day or week or weekend. And yeah, thank you for tuning in. I hope to see you next time. Bye-bye.